You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
And if you do only one thing as a parent, you should impart that love of reading to your children. They will never, ever forget it, and it's always a good decision. And as they get older and they grow and they have tough times and hard times, getting a book or just having that to go to can save your life. I mean, there are hard times in life and you're lonely and things are screwy and you don't want to talk to anybody, but you can read. If it's the Bible, if it's, you know, whatever you choose, you can read anything. And you should do that and encourage your kids to do it. Don't ever stop doing that, because they will grow up to be a lot smarter. It makes them curious. And as long as they're curious and seek some kind of knowledge, they'll be okay. And so will you. So give it a shot. Also, teach them how to shave. I'd say the third grade is about time to get them a razor from Harry's. Harry's razors are very, very popular right now. They're a growing company. Two guys began it. It's going strong, and they have some of this little kit for you to try out, and I guarantee you once you do it, you won't go back to anything else. Now, you can probably, I would guess online, you could maybe do this overnight thing if they offer that. I'm not sure, but you should check, or just buy it for him anyway. The little trial set includes the handle. It's ergonomic, a smooth fit in your hand. The blades on top, engineered for precision shaving every time. There's no nagging and cutting and all that stuff. The trimmer blade on top, good for your monkey hair and your ears and your eyebrows and your sideburns and whatever it is that you choose to trim. The shave gel, the blade cover, all of that is part of the kit. And right now, they will give it to you, this trial kit. This offer is at harrys.com. When you use the code Drake, you pay the shipping. All of this comes to you along with the post-shave balm, also free. Harrys.com. Drake is the code. You will like it. I like it. I use it every day, every other day, whenever I feel like it. When I get stubbly, you need to shave your deal or your face, either one. So good luck with all that. What else did I have? There's good news. Willie Nelson. This made me scared because Willie is older than dirt. How old's Willie? He turned 80, or did I dream that? He had the flu and pneumonia.
84.
And he's had the flu and pneumonia a lot the past couple of years. Keeps canceling gigs. Canceled everything in this current month here. I thought, oh, man, not good. But I guess the weed he smokes is so strong, maybe that's what healed him. Or maybe he stopped for a bit. The news today is that he is recovering from the flu nicely. People his age don't always do that. But Willie, I think, eats pretty healthy. He's a vegan, I think, or he doesn't eat a bunch of meat and stuff. He doesn't drink, but he smokes some badass weed. There's a photo that his son put up of Willie kickboxing. What? He's 84 years old. And he had a joint in one hand, and no, I'm just kidding. But he plans to resume touring. I hope this isn't a false alarm and a lie. But Willie is apparently going to be all right, and he's kickboxing and cutting up and probably laying off the bong for a few days, because with the flu, you can't breathe. And so smoking is a little bit more difficult, especially what he is smoking. More dumb news from network TV, talking about a reboot of The Office, which we don't need. We had The Office. It began in London, England. It was a big hit there with Mr. Gervais. Funny, funny show. Came to this country and was a hit here. And because nobody has any ideas about anything, they're discussing The Office with new and original characters. John Krasinski says he'll pass. It's a bad idea. They need to stop trying to reboot and revive this material or these shows that have already, it's been done. You can't bring it back. You know, Will and Grace, I always just loved that show because of the guts it took to put it on TV, how funny and good the actors were. The writing was incredible. And they pushed every boundary possible. I could not believe that was on. They had incredible chemistry, those four, and great guests, and the show was awesome. Well, they brought it back this year, and I have to say that I guess they have a couple of more shows. They were trying too hard to recreate that magic. And you can't go home again. That may be true in this case. It was funny in parts. It was good. But you can't recreate that magic sometimes. Their lives have changed. They're older. They all look good.
They look great.
Yeah. And it was really, really funny in parts. And I mean, some of the raciest stuff. I thought, how in the world do they get that past these censors? You know, gay stuff that was really risque, and just innuendo that went beyond innuendo. It was like, damn, are you saying this on the TV? But you can, they're probably on demand, but they could be done. They may come back and try it again. I don't know. I didn't even ever check it was on Thursdays, then Tuesdays, and they messed around and took it off for like 3 weeks and put it back on, which doesn't help the ratings at all. But I didn't really see how that turned out. Vic Damone passed away. Many of you don't know who he is. There was this entire generation of singers that all were a poor man's Frank Sinatra. There was Jerry Vale. You might remember him. You likely do not. Vic Damone was one of them. He was 89 years old. All these dudes that had the slick back hair and looked Italian and were crooners, but they weren't Frank and they weren't Bing and they weren't Dean. There was Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog, and Torme did supper clubs and played Vegas for I don't know how many years, but they were never Sinatra or Dean Martin. Al Martino is the actor that played in The Godfather, who is likely the model of Frank Sinatra. But Vic Damone has passed along. Al Martino, I guess, is gone too. Jerry Vale croaked some years back. So there's nobody left. Mel Torme died. So all of these old dudes that had that gift. Steve Lawrence was one of them. He may be gone too, but who knows? Everybody's going to die. We're all going to the same barn. It's just a matter of when.
And that was, 72 when Godfather came out?
Yeah, and I guess there are various stories about that, but that was modeled after Frank, I think, because Frank wanted to be in the picture, which might have been the Manchurian Candidate. I'm not sure, because Frank did some really bad acting. But that film brought his entire career back to life. But there are endless stories about that. Today, as you're perusing politics, if you do, just for grins, I just kept this little piece here. As politicians and the executive branch talked for months in advance of cutting the deficit and had to be done, and every president says that, and they never do a damn thing about it. And this, these numbers being flashed up on the TV this morning for the budget for next year will boggle the mind. And the things that are being cut, you know, some of these programs for welfare and stuff need to go. Because they are overused and abused, and the system is broken. And the food stamp program, or what's it called now? SNAP. Mm-hmm. There's new ideas for that are somewhat sensible, but they want to cut Medicare and all of these things that a certain sector of the politician bunch think are entitlements, and that everybody is trying to cheat them out of their money. But they want tons of money for the Pentagon that they don't need. But this argument will go on forever, and it's a no-win discussion, so I think I'll pass. But look up here, or just look online at your websites, and look at where this money is proposed to be going, and what it will do to the national deficit for the next decade. It'll blow your mind at how much money they're just printing money like it's easy to do. And I guess it is. But there's no answer for how to pay it back. It's unbelievable. And that's what Rand Paul was trying to get across last week. And this guy can be, you know, crazy as an outhouse rat sometimes, and sometimes make incredibly, you know, good and smart sense. He tried that last week and was shut down. He points this out, though. This comes from Breitbart. That bunch is about a bubble off plum, but they tell it like it is, at least from their perspective. They claim that Rand Paul is tearing Trump's new budget ideas and his whole concept up at every turn for spending ridiculous amounts of money on stupid things, just being frivolous with the dough. And I think that he is playing pretty fast and loose with our money. All of that considering this, you know, all these upcoming tax cuts that will bring in less dough to the government. But he and his boys are, that we spend so much money it'll make your head hurt. Here's one example that Rand Paul brought up, and I don't doubt it for a second. He told WNYM, I guess that may be in New York, one example of some of the stuff we spend this money on, says Mr. Paul. We spent last year, they spent $700,000 on a study to say what Neil Armstrong said when he landed on the moon. You recall, he goes on, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That's what he said, correct?
That is what he said.
Okay. Mr. Paul continues. Well, some idiot in government, the idiot is who you think it is, likely, took $700,000 of taxpayer money and wanted to know whether he said one small step for man are one small step for a man. So that's the kind of stuff your government is spending money on, says Rand Paul.
Right.
I guess you could maybe, you know, put that in the, you know, Snopes machine, but that sounds about right.
Yes.
But why in the hell, he said mankind, for one thing, everyone knows that, one small step for man or one small step for a man. They totally left out mankind, which is one point that was missed here.
Well, there's no worry about that. There's some contention that he intended to say that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. But either there was either some kind of interference electrically, or he just was in the moment and didn't say what he rehearsed properly because he was landing on the moon.
For Pete's sake.
He had some stuff to do.
Yes.
Like that ever happened anyway. It never happened. It was on a sound stage in Reno. Man has never been to the moon. Come on, people. Wake up.
They have so pulled apart that myth completely. It's not even funny anymore.
I still don't. I'm still not convinced. I don't think it ever happened. But maybe it did. Here's one. The people who don't, you know, it is one thing to hunt. And man has hunted for centuries upon centuries to eat and survive. People hunt to this very day for the same reason. They, you know, they hunt deer and turkey, and they eat them. That's how it's supposed to be. Hunting for sport, a different discussion. Hunting for ivory and things like that is just wrong, and it is illegal, and it sucks. And these a-holes that go to Africa and bring back the heads of lions and tigers, all of that stuff, that's your business, and I don't know if it's legal, illegal, if it's wrong, if it's right.
Parts of it are nuanced.
Very nuanced, but trophy hunting to me, I just never had thought it was, I don't know. If you're that much of an egomaniac that you want to cover your walls in heads of lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and elk and giraffe or whatever the heck there is, that's your business, I guess. If it isn't illegal, but part of it is, whatever. Poaching is something different.
Right.
And the a-holes that, you know, spotlight these deer and kill them illegally. Poaching is just wrong. Read any book by C.J. Box. And you want to see somebody who hates poaching? It's just wrong. There was a man who was illegally hunting lions in South Africa. Well, you can't do that. This was in a renowned national park named Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R. Police tell the story to the AFP, the AP, whatever the news source is. This guy was in the game park. He was trying to find some lions to kill. And I guess the lions were on to him. Poaching on the increase in recent years. I can't imagine, I could be totally wrong, that lions are edible and good to eat for meat, or are they just a prize?
I think they're just a prize. You could probably eat them if you really were hungry. But
last year, for example, in this park, a number of lions were found near a farm with their heads and their paws cut off. That is wrong beyond wrong. Here's the summary and the end of the story. This old boy was out there trying to be a badass, poaching and hunting lions illegally. The lions got together, had a small meeting, and attacked him and ate his entire body.
Good.
They left behind a little bit of his head and some of the entrails that just weren't that tasty.
They were full by then.
Lions won, poacher nothing. That's a good story. Ate this mother effer down to the...
They ate the bones, too.
They ate all of it. He had some of his head left. They should have eaten that, too.
Well.
Don't be poaching, man. It's just wrong. Leave nature alone. Do it naturally. Kill them, clean them, eat them. We'll just start hunting people, too. I'm going to go Dexter on somebody this year, I think. Just start killing people and hacking them up and putting them in bags and tossing them over the side of the boat. And the name of his boat? Slice of Life.
There you go.
Yes. What else? Yesterday, the Daily Mail, in advance of Valentine's Day, and we're all a tingle as we get to tell our loved one we love them one day a year. That happens tomorrow. So don't miss out. You got to wait for a whole year to give him a hug and a kiss and say, I love you. One day a year is all that counts. Yesterday, a Yorkshire Terrier, I know one of them, and a Maltese, pretty dogs, they had a Valentine's Day wedding in Sydney, Australia.
Whatever.
Their owners should be beaten and fed to lions, perhaps. 20 dogs attended the ceremony before devouring a special doggy cake. The wedding was held for a good reason, to raise money for the SPCA. Okay. We'll give them a small pass on that. The dogs' names were Sherlock and Tinkerbell. Points off for Tinkerbell.
Their child will be the detective fairy.
Both. Good one, Wes. Both wore formal wear and posed for pictures in their formal wear. Tinkerbell's dress cost $12. The wedding cake contained raw meat and carrots. So Sherlock had some cake, took a dump, and went to sleep.
There you go.
So the puppies are getting married, and at least it was for a good cause.
Yes.
What else did I? Oh, this is ridiculous. These sneaker files, these kids that love shoes. My eldest male child had a real affliction with this disease for a long time. Buying these damn shoes, and they would go onto the eBay and sell them for twice the price or even more. They collect all these shoes, then they sell them. I never got it. It's a pair of, Urban Daddy, some other bad website, claims that Nike and Jack Daniels are teaming up for a tennis shoe, limited edition shoe. Really? They will only do about 70 pair of Jack Daniels Air Force Ones. Can somebody make this stop? The dark brown shoes, they're leather, feature laces made from leather and tan accents of leather. They contain no whiskey that I know of.
Oh, well then.
They go on sale Thursday, and they'll be gone in 30 seconds. They're probably on sale online, I would guess. So that is it.
Brown tennis shoes.
Made of leather.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Let me see.
What do they look like?
Like a pair of L.L. Bean shoes you'd buy on L.L. Bean's site.
Yeah.
Sort of.
They look goofy as hell. Anyway. A happy Mardi Gras, that's happening right now. New Orleans is jumping. Somebody has already barfed round one, I assure you. They'll get some lunch and then barf again about 1:30, and then keep going and be asleep by 4 o'clock in the street someplace. That'll be fun. But they have got 400 floats, 46 tons of beads. Good times today in New Orleans. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And, gosh, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Tomorrow is going to rain its booty off. The rain begins tonight, goes tomorrow all day into Thursday. Rain comes back on Friday, so it's a mixed bag. Today's highs will be good. Tomorrow, a high, what's tomorrow? A Wednesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow's high will be about 55 or so, 70 on Thursday, believe it or not. Then it'll drop again next week some. But we're getting into a pattern here of much warmer days, and that's a good sign. And hopefully we're easing into spring slowly. But don't be this. At some point, it'll be cold again. So this isn't over, but here comes the rain to make all the flowers bloom, and everything will be green and pretty here in a month or so, we hope. So stand by. Rook Insurance, our thanks to them as always for being a supporter of our program. They support us. You support them by getting great deals on insurance. They're also part of the Max bike giveaway, which is coming up. And they have insurance for those of y'all that ride your Harleys or whatever your bike choice is. All kinds of different insurances for the cycle enthusiast. So ask for more information or go onto the website and read on there what they have in specific for you bike dudes. They got stuff for your car, for your life insurance, home insurance, you name it. They have it at Rook Insurance, and they can explain it to you. They've added a number of new clients over the past couple of years and have saved them hundreds of thousands of bucks, and you should be next. They're the home of the Erie rate lock. They lock it in, and it stays there, and they're just the best. They have a nice kind of a, you know, basic pared down approach to insurance that can be overcomplicated. So a phone call will get you a little meeting with them, 867-SAVE, 867-SAVE, or rookinsurance.com. Talk to them and save yourself some money. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. We'll be here brimming with love and affection. So by all means, tune in then. Dumbasses of the Day are coming up next.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.